What if I told you in just 10 minutes, 10 simple minutes, 600 seconds, you could double your productivity? On this episode of the Parallel Success Podcast, where I help professionals earn more money, save more time by helping them balance their careers and their studies, I'm going to talk about how you can double your productivity. I'm not talking about using a specific app or like this secret technique that no one knows about. But it's something that all of us can do to skyrocket how effective we are. So, what's this special secret sauce? It is simply exercising for 10 minutes. End of video? No, it's not the end of the podcast episode. Don't go anywhere. It has to do with the type of exercise you're doing in these 10 minutes. It's called high intensity interval training. You just call it HIIT workouts. The reason being, as busy professionals, persons who have a lot to tend to with reference to their job, they have to get up early, probably get children ready for school. If not, still got to get ready, cook, get to work, you know, do all your daily tasks. Hopefully don't get overwhelmed doing those. Turn around, then go to some sort of school or university or do a course to increase your skills so that you could earn more in your career, get a promotion, and just be more valuable. It's a lot. And a lot of times, persons don't have the time to eat properly or engage in regular exercise or even have time for themselves. So 10 minutes is a good range, is a good amount of time that someone could easily commit to, right? So what is a HIIT workout? A HIIT workout is what I described before, high intensity. So you're doing something where you're pushing the limits of what you think you can do for a short period of time to compensate for the fact that you're not doing it for a long time. So there is little to no rest and you're like using, let's say, like 85, 90, 95% of what your capacity is, taking a short break and then doing that again. So depending on whatever the workout is, these rests could be like 30 seconds or shorter. Obviously, the cycles of doing this. So you're doing an exercise for high intensity for, let's say, push-ups for a minute and a half, take a 20-second break. Then I go do pull-ups for a minute, take a 20-second break. Then I go jump rope for a minute, 20-second break. And then I rotate. And then I cycle through these. And at the end of the first cycle, I take an extended break about a minute and a half, and I do it again. I do that for three rounds. So those are what HIIT workouts are, if you do not know what a HIIT workout is. What is the science behind HIIT workouts increasing productivity? I'm going to talk about five ways in which HIIT workouts actually increase our productivity. Number one, it increases or boosts our brain function. It boosts brain function. HIIT workouts or workouts in general, in this instance, promote something called neurogenesis, which means that it creates new brain cells. They want to get all scientific-y for you. So this helps improve connections within the brain that lead to improved learning and problem-solving abilities. I'm assuming that you've worked out before, but you ever had like that clarity that comes after a workout? You get like that light bulb moment? So, you know, persons often say that they have like a light bulb moment when in the shower. It happens after a workout as well. And in addition to all of these, it improves your memory, your attention, and obviously it improves your blood flow to the brain, bringing extra oxygen to the brain, which is good stuff, right? We want the brain to breathe. Not literally, but you get what you're trying to say. Number two, it increases energy levels. Reason being, when you exercise, while exercising, your metabolism increases. But not just during the workout. Even hours after doing exercise, in this case, a HIIT workout, you still feel the effects of an elevated metabolic rate. So, this leads to more energy throughout your day, which is going to give you more juice in the tank so that you could more effectively tackle more tasks during the day. You knock it down more, right? So let me say you're usually getting like three or four tasks done. You may be doing five, six, or seven because of your energy level increase from exercising. Number three, it will improve your mood and reduce stress. I for sure have been in a situation where I feel overwhelmed and stressed, so I don't want to get anything done. And that is usually the biggest danger to me being productive. Me being too stressed or not having the clarity of mind to be productive. So after we work out, and in this case is again, after we do a HIIT workout, our body releases endorphins. Endorphins are like the feel-good hormone from the body. It also reduces cortisol levels in the body, which helps with our stress. Previous episode, I did kind of inaccurately state about how exercise increases cortisol levels. I just want to apologize for that. But yes, exercising decreases cortisol levels, which help us feel less stress, regulating stress in the body. We don't have to be worried about being overly stressed because workout improves our mood. Then we do not have that as something to overcome to then become productive. Number four, the fourth reason why a HIIT workout could improve or double your productivity is because it enhances your quality of sleep. So, yes, a workout may make you exhausted and tired. Because of the increased energy levels, you expend more energy during the day, so it's easier for you to get to sleep. It enhances the quality of your sleep by regulating your sleep patterns. So before we talk about the HIIT workouts increasing the energy you have throughout the day, which means you're going to use up more energy, so by the time you get to bed, you're actually tired. Good. No, you are going to be a more productive person because the brain is well rested. You are well rested due to having sleep better. So the increase in energy levels throughout the day makes you go to sleep at a proper time, but that also increases your energy levels. You're just a more productive person. And side note, HIIT workouts have also been shown in some studies to help persons who deal with insomnia. So yes, it is like super awesome. It's kind of crazy, right? And the last reason, probably the most important reason that these HIIT workouts will help you be more productive is because it's going to promote discipline and time management. Because it's 10 minutes and you can stick to it on a regular basis, maybe you could do a little more for a next workout or whatever the case is. However, when you are committing to something that is hard and you see it all the way through, you are implementing discipline. You're not motivated to do it in most instances. When you do it, when you do something that you don't feel like doing, despite your emotions you do have, you are implementing discipline. And discipline is not just going to be able to be used in this, you know, sphere of being healthy and exercising. You can carry across that discipline into other areas of your life. So maybe you can use that discipline to cut some bad habits that you're doing in your life that could help you be more productive. You can stick to your schedule better. You know how to adhere to deadlines because you are a more disciplined person. As I said before, for me, exercise trains my mind more so than my body because now, yes, I've exercised and I've done something difficult, but when something else difficult becomes presented before me, I come home, I'm exhausted, and I gotta wash the dishes. Like, yeah, 5 o'clock, big man, I work out and like work out hard. Was washing dishes in comparison to working out hard? It pales in comparison. The time management aspect. Setting out the time to work out on a regular basis consistently over days, weeks, and months, you are going to create the habit of setting a date, a time, a location for doing something, and adhering to it. So maybe you can do that with other tasks and activities that you have. And it's not going to be a maybe, it's like a for sure thing, for sure. So how could you experience all the benefits of these HIIT workouts in your busy schedule? There was a study done called Integrating High Intensity Interval Training into the Workplace. It talked about the feasibility of doing these type of workouts in a regular work environment. So the results found that because of the time it takes to be done, and I know most persons may not want to hear this, in your lunch hour, a little before work, right after work, that it could be easily implemented because of the length of time it has. 10, 15, 20 minutes of a HIIT workout, golden. So how could you implement a HIIT workout into your routine? How can you easily do that? Well, first thing is to start small, stay consistent. Don't try and go and do a 20-minute HIIT workout in the beginning. As I said, start with 10 minutes. Do 10 minutes 3 times a week, don't kill yourself. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. When is Monday, Wednesday, Friday? Workout, do those HIIT workouts. Let you get chased by a tiger. And when you got Tuesday, Thursday, and the weekend off, actually rest and recover. Don't think about doing the workouts. But on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, commit. When that is the easiest thing, before you add a day, up the times. So try to up it to like 12, 15 minutes a day. A I know you're doing that regularly. Maybe you could try to do another one on the weekend, right? But if you have a recurring time to do the workout on these days, maybe use an alarm, a reminder, even attaching working out to another habit that you do because it's only 10 minutes. So maybe after you have your morning coffee, when you wake up early, you always go and do a 10-minute workout. You sip the coffee, you end it, you go do the workout. Instead of creating the habit from scratch, you can just attach the habit to one that you do already. So you drink coffee, then you work out, instead of having to create this working out habit out of nowhere. The second way of four that you could implement HIIT workouts into your daily routine is to actually focus on the immediate benefits. So if you need to go and re-listen or re-watch to the five benefits, it's going to help with your energy, your brain function, the discipline and the time management that comes along with it. This is going to have ripple effects throughout your entire life if you can stick to it. It's not just going to help your body. It's going to help the mind. It's going to help your productivity. And that is going to help you in all areas of your life. If you can focus on that, remind yourself of that constantly, getting through these workouts, it'll be so much easier because of the little time investment it is. That 10 minutes is going to give you such a big return on your investment that you'd be crazy not to do it. So for me, from a person who's recently began up very early, so I've been going to bed at 9:30, waking up at 4, getting my cold shower and working out. Again, I have attached working out to the already existing habit of taking a cold shower, by the way. It has done wonders for me. Now I wake up and I am more disciplined. I get the work I have to do for my business done before I go to my day job. And when I come home, yes, I do have some rest, but I make sure I get stuff done. And when I have to do the dishes, clean up around the house, I have to send off emails when I don't feel like it. I do it because I have been consistently doing stuff I don't like via working out for an extended period of time. So doing these little tasks and activities, chump, change, easy cake. So I advise you to definitely try and start working out in general, but start small with these little HIIT workouts. This is the third of the four ways I could give you advice on how to implement it. And the way you can do this is like, put it in your calendar the night before, when you're planning out where your next day is going to be, pencil in that HIIT workout. The fourth way that you can do this is to customize the workout. I know I have not discussed what workouts you should be doing, but do stuff that you like, but do it at a high intensity. So I was getting creative one day, and in some of my HIIT workouts, I was just dribbling on a basketball as fast as I could for a minute. I like playing basketball, right? If you're someone who likes running, you could do a HIIT workout with doing a sprint, because you could just be sprinting as hard as you can for, 30, 40 seconds and then taking a 20-second or 30-second break. Do something that you like, an activity or an exercise to a high intensity, then take a short break. So remember, HIIT workouts can, number one, boost your brain function. Number two, increase your energy levels. Number three, improve your mood and reduce stress. Number four, enhance the quality of your sleep. And five, promote discipline and time management. You can get all these effects in just 10 minutes on a regular basis. 10 minutes, 3 days a week at a start. Instead of watching YouTube, Netflix, lazing on the couch, get out and just do something for 10 minutes. This is such a low commitment, a time investment for yourself, that it would be crazy not to do it, given what the effects are. The return on investment is so high. You put in so little, you get out so much, because by 10 minutes of exercise with a HIIT workout, you can double. You can drastically increase your productivity and become an entirely different person. So it's time for another listener shout out for this podcast. Today's shout out goes to Paula. Paula is one of my friends. I know she feels uncomfortable with me saying her name, or whatever the case is. Paula, thank you for supporting the pod. I appreciate you. I don't know if you've been listening to the last of the episodes, but I know for sure you've said you've been listening to the episode recently. I appreciate support. Thank you. So if you're someone who wants to continue to implement healthy habits into your lifestyle, I advise you to check out this episode of the podcast, How to Maintain Physical Health When Busy. That is episode 21.
I want you to transform your academic experience. And the best way that you could do so is by joining our free course, the 21-Day Stress-Free Scholar. In this course, you're going to learn the essential study techniques, time management strategies, and even personal development skills to excel in school while maintaining your overall well-being. You can enroll now for free and kickstart your journey to academic success at weblearn.com. weblearn.com. See you there.